This week's dry bean scene on the Red River Farm Network is made possible in part by Johnstown Bean Company and SRS Commodities. Joining the program this week is NDSU Extension entomologist Jan Knodel. And Jan, what pests should dry bean growers be on the lookout for?
I have gotten more grasshopper calls. They are increasing, and it's very spotty, so it's not like area-wide problem or anything. It's kind of depends whether or not you got the rains. Where it's drier and you miss the rains, those folks are doing a lot of edge spraying right now. And most of grasshoppers are still in the nymph stage. But I expect that by the next couple of weeks that we'll start seeing adult grasshoppers, and they fly and have the wings, so they're more mobile and move around to greener fields. So if the wheat is starting to dry down now, which is maybe in a couple of weeks it will be, so then they'll start moving to other crops more.
Anything else besides grasshoppers?
Spider mites, they've been hard to find, which kind of surprised me, but it may be due to the rains here. There is some spider mites that have been observed up more in the northeast in the field edges, but they also got some rain, so you know, that's going to help mitigate any increases in the mite populations, at least for the next week. So the key thing is to get out and keep scouting, because we do expect the mites to increase here. And typically we don't see them until late July into August. So we're getting to the period where we might start seeing mites.
And that's been the dry bean scene, made possible in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association and BASF's Sharpen herbicide.